Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lucier, and the message today is titled, Drawing Near to God Through Time Alone in the Wilderness.
God's grace, His mercy, and His peace be with you today through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Today, I'd like to start looking with you at drawing near to God, and especially today, by drawing near, by going away by yourself at times into especially wilderness places to be alone together with Him. Do you do that in your lives? Do you go away to spend time with God in the great outdoors, just you and the Lord alone? Have you done that? Are you doing that? Will you do that? Why is it important for us to draw near to God in this way at times in our lives? Let's take a look at the scriptures and see what He would teach us today about the great wilderness places and you and He alone there together. What wonders He might work in drawing you closer to Himself and strengthening you in your faith in Christ as you journey to heaven. Well, first of all, let's ask this question. Does God, our Creator, actually call you and me to lonely, wild places to be alone there with Him? Is that scriptural? Is that biblical? Let's take a look at Mark chapter 6 to begin with. There we see that Jesus called to Him the 12 apostles and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. And then it went out to preach and to heal and to cast out demons. And they did that very thing. We read then in verses 30 and 31, after they returned, the apostles returned to Jesus and told Him all that they had done and taught. And He said to them, watch this, He says, come away by yourselves to a lonely place and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat, and they went away in a boat. You know, I like that verse, right? In a boat, they went away to a lonely place by themselves. So is this a scriptural thing at times to be called away by the Lord to go to a lonely place, even by boat, to be there alone with Him? It is. This is something Jesus called them to. And when it says here, come away to a lonely place, the word for lonely in the Greek is the word eremia, which can mean lonely. It also means a desert place, a wilderness place, a place uninhabited with no people around, a place where you can be alone with the Lord in the wild places. So it's especially a wild outdoor place. Do you have to go to the outdoors to be alone with God? No. I mean, you can do it in your private homes too. Jesus says in Matthew 6, when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who's in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. But even there, the word for room is not just any room. It's the word temeion in the Greek, which means your inner room, a secret place, like a closet, a storage room, where you shut the door and it's just you and God your Father there alone. And your Father who sees in secret, kryptos in the Greek, from which we get cryptic, hidden away, secret place, your Father who sees in secret will reward you for that secret time with Him. But today I'm going to talk with you especially about the wild places, the wilderness. Are you wilderness explorers? Maybe you don't like it, maybe you like it. Well, I'm not calling you today. God isn't calling you that you have to like go sweat it out in the Mojave Desert in Death Valley, okay? Nor do you have to go find some island to freeze off of Siberia to do this. The outdoor places in His creation, as far off as you can go, or even somewhat near, but in His outdoor wild world, in the things His hand has made. Does God call us out to such places? He does indeed. So why is it important to run to the wilderness as God's people? to be alone there with God in your life. Number one, it just seems in Scripture, God always meets his people in a special way out in wild places. Did you ever look at this in Scripture? Study this? Take, for example, Abraham later. And we read in Genesis 15, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram. Verse 5, and he, the Lord, brought him, Abram, outside. Say the word outside. There it is, right there. He's not telling him this promise inside. Come on outside with me into my creation at night, alone, under the stars, and let me give you a promise. He says, Abraham, look at the stars above you. Can you number these? So shall your descendants be. And Abraham believed the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. That took place outdoors, in creation, under the stars, at night, alone with the Lord, in the wilderness. So say the word wilderness.
Wilderness.
All right. Look at Jacob. We read that a few moments ago. Good job, Ian, reading it. Jacob went out. We read he was in the wilderness traveling between Beersheba and Haran. And we know he was outside in desert places because he slept on the ground and he put a rock under his head for his pillow. Did God meet him in the wild places? He had a dream that night and the Lord appeared to him. He saw the ladder and he awoke and he said, surely the Lord is in this place and I did not know it. A very special thing took place in the wilderness. Say it again. Wilderness. Moses, we read in Exodus 3, was keeping the flock of his father-in-law, Jethro. He led his flock to the west side of the, wilderness. There he is again. Came to Horeb, the mountain of God. What happened there? The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flaming bush and commissioned him, go and deliver my people out of the hand of Pharaoh. It took place in the wilderness. Israel was in the wilderness how long? 40 years God had him out there. God said to them later on, I led you through the great and terrible wilderness with his fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. I brought you water out of the flinty rock. I fed you in the wilderness with manna which your fathers didn't know, that I might humble you and test you to do you good in the end. He brought him outside into the great creation, into the wild places, to do them good in the end. Is he bringing you and calling you today, at least at times, to go somewhat into the wild places alone with him to do you good in the end? Elijah was in the wilderness when there was fire and wind and a quake at the mountain of God, and God spoke to him in that still small voice. Daniel was alone in Daniel chapter, I think it's 10, when God spoke to him and sent the angel Gabriel to give him a message. John the Baptist was a man in the wilderness, a voice crying out there in the wild places, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And who is the big one? Jesus Christ. He went into the wilderness 40 days and 40 nights, led by the Spirit, tempted by the devil, but especially also to be there alone there with his Father as he began his ministry. And we read that Jesus came out of the wild places, out of the wilderness, in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. So, super things happen in wild places when you're alone there with the Lord. Amen? It's true. That's what the Bible says. We should also go out there, God says, because this, my people, is my world. It's my creation. It's my handiwork. And my power of my hand is everywhere there seen. If you open up the Bible in Psalm 19, you guys know this verse. The heavens are telling the glory of the Lord, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. Don't you see that when you're outside at night and the stars? You're not out there alone. You're in God's workshop, in his art gallery, in the place where everything about you is preaching to you. Their voice is not heard, says Psalm 19, yet it's heard in your spirit. It's a place where your faith is called to rise and thoughts go up towards God. When you're surrounded by the things that he's made. We read in Romans chapter 1, God's invisible nature, namely his eternal power and deity, has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made. Indeed, the wild places themselves preach to our souls continually and open our spirits to Him. Jesus says, look at the birds, they have a lesson for you, the ravens. Look at the flowers of the field, they speak to you as well. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise. Everything in nature which God has made, you're immersed in His artwork. I am so blessed to be able to go outside on the sailing charter trips where I have wind and sea and fresh breezes upon me, lifting my heart continually to the Lord. Not always so alone, but I have a small group with me. But when you preach to people, unbelievers, and you're in a stale indoor room with artificial light, they can be like, no, I don't believe in this God that exists. Come out on my boat with me, on the river, under the wind, by the seagulls, with dolphins jumping around you. They say, why did you become a pastor? I said, because I love the God who made all these, the star. Look at that expanse of the sky, and the sparkling waters, and the dolphins, and these beautiful pink roseate spinbills flying by. I love these. I love the God who made these. And you know what? Unbelievers cannot deny it. Their mouths there are stopped because of the presence of the power of the witness of creation. And Christians who go into wild places, their hearts are also especially raised to faith, for we see His signature on everything that His hand has made. God says, come out there to me, for I make the outgoings of the morning and the evening to shout for joy. The sun rises and the sun sets. There you will see my hand, what I have made. It is a place for your faith to excel and to fly. Will you go and be there alone with the Lord? Are you called to such places at times in your lives? Not always, but sometimes. Thirdly, it's a place God says, I call you to be refreshed. Do you need to be refreshed? Recharged? A place to escape from your enemies, escape the busyness and troubles of this world and this life, come to a sanctuary made by the Lord. Jesus, in Mark chapter 6, He sent His disciples out, remember, to do what? Preach, teach, call people to repent, heal, cast out demons. That easy work or hard? Eh, it's easy to be a pastor. It's easy to preach because all you do is just talk. Come see me on Sunday afternoon. I am a zombie. I'm telling you, I can't get off the bed hardly. It is kind of difficult. These guys, when they came back from that spiritual battle, they were like so excited. The demons are subject to us in your name, Lord. We got victory. But I also know Jesus says, you're exhausted and you're tired. That was hard work. He says, come away with me to a lonely place, an Aramea, a wild place, there by boat. We'll go away and we'll rest a while and recharge you. The word for come away in the Greek there is douro, which is a command. It means extend yourself towards a goal. What goal? To this place, away and apart, and wild places with me, God says. For there you need to anapao in the Greek, abide with me. Remain for a while. Sit down and refresh yourself in my presence. It means to become physically refreshed after ceasing activity of work. Do you need that in your lives? Nature itself cannot produce continually. If you sow a field every year and never give it a rest, it'll cease to bear any fruit. You got to let it rest every 7 years, according to the Bible, so it gets new nutrients and will bear again. Bodybuilders, get there to the gym. I see these guys, they're like rocks, but guess what? They don't do it every day or their muscles will cease to work. You got to get it rest. Army soldiers need to take even a furlough from war to be recharged to go fight with renewed vigor. And Christians, though, we think, not necessary. I'll burn myself out for the Lord. That's what He wants. No. Work hard, God says. That's good. But resting is good, too. Come away with me. And I'll tell you, friends, if I didn't sail, maybe I could have been sent somewhere else. I get it. But I get to sail here. And every time I go out there, I don't think I could be a pastor unless I were refreshed out there. Right, Jeff? You know about this. You watched me yesterday and got a picture in from your house. When I get on the water, it's a little extra effort physically, but my spirit, it's like the waves and the fresh breezes and the sunshine just like wash my soul and recharge me for renewed service to you. God's calling you and me all out to special places. God says, let me blow a fresh breeze upon you. Blow away your troubles for a time. Let my waves wash over you. My sky breathe freedom into your soul. I will recharge you there. Come away with me to a lonely place and be refreshed. Fourthly, God says, come out because this is a place to pray with me in secret where I will hear you. Now, Jesus did this continually in his life. How did he minister for 3 years? He wasn't always out with the crowds. He was always running back into the wild places. Run out to the wilderness, come back and minister. Run out to the wilderness, come back and minister. Run out to the wilderness, come back and minister. It's his example. We read in Mark 6:45, immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side to Bethsaida, while he himself sent the multitude away. I need to be alone with my Father. And after bidding them farewell, he departed to the mountain to pray. Can you picture that? The disciples are, he sees far down, way out, a little dot on the sea, rowing hard against the waves, and Jesus is up there in the evening air, all by himself on the hillside, no one else around, but he and his Father, the wind blowing through his hair, praying to his Father up there, getting new, fresh encouragements, praying and pouring out his heart to God. And then he came out and walked on the sea and spoke to the disciples again. So go out there, God says, to pray. There I will meet you. There I will hear what you have to say. Let me pray here too. That's great. But there you're alone. Which leads to number 5. Go out there to be naked before the Lord. Okay, that's to shock you. Okay, go out there and be naked, says your pastor. Well, what I mean by that is in soul. Keep your clothes on, generally speaking. But go out there to bare your soul before the Lord. Because you know what? When we're around people and there's people that can see you doing your prayers, you're not so free. You know, we're always wearing a mask. We don't want to have people judge us. We're not free to just express ourselves. But when you're in total nature, at least in some place removed, apart to some degree from people, you are free to express your heart to him, just you and the Lord. And this is so important to do, to be alone with the Lord in such a place. I remember when I was in my 20s and just graduated college, sailing tall ships, had some time off. I went to this island in the middle of winter, picture it, in Cape Cod. I canoed there by myself through ice floes. There were little icebergs across the bay. No, there was a barren and a deserted bay. I went to the backside of this piney island that was covered with snow. There, just a little half a mile away, was the outer beach, which was also totally deserted with ocean Atlantic waves rolling onto it. And I stayed there 7 days. Just me, the foxes, and a few mice or something like that. Maybe an owl, ducks. And one of the best times of my whole life. On the backside of this piney island, a little fire lit, snow falling gently, a little feather I'd tied to the tree, wafting back in the sea breeze, and just pouring out my heart before the Lord. It was like a Hallmark moment that I'll remember forever with the Lord, and he remembers it with me. And I was like, God, I love you. I'm starting out my life. I'm in my 20s. I want to serve you. Lead me. What should I do? Just bearing my heart and nobody around to judge that, just the Lord and myself. And here I am, standing in the pulpit some years later, partially on account of that. The Lord's near to those who call upon him, to all call upon him in truth. Go out there. The Lord is good to the soul that seeks him. Seek his face everywhere, but also in these places apart, in wild places. You don't have to have a deserted island in winter. You don't have to have 7 days. Go out to a park, a little bit removed, for a few minutes, he will meet you there. But the further you go and the longer, the freer and the more unfettered you will be. It's very powerful. Sixth, God says, go alone with me to these lonely places, for there I speak to you also clear messages, direction, counsels, consolations, insights, and encouragements. Do we see that in the Bible? In these days, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and all night he continued in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples and chose from them 12 whom he named apostles. What do you think Jesus was praying about? on the mountain all night. God, which ones?
These.
Comes down in the morning. You. My disciples. He gets direction. You know, we all get direction in the Bible this way. Look at Moses. Come in the wilderness. I will send you to Pharaoh, he said. That was in the wilderness, and you'll deliver my people. Elijah was in the wilderness, and God said, I speak to you by a small voice. Go return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus. Anoint Hazael, king over Syria, Jehu, king over Israel, and Elisha to be prophet in your place. Paul was alone one night in a vision of the night, perhaps outdoors as often he was. He heard a man from Macedonia. He saw him standing, saying, come over and help us in Macedonia. And so when he'd seen the vision, we immediately sought to go into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them there. Do you need insights? Do you need encouragements, consolations from the Lord? He may bring scriptures to mind. He may speak to you a direct word of counsel out there in those places. Last month or so, I had a pastor's circuit meeting here at church, and I was like so busy. And I'm like, do I have time to get this done? I've got to get a service, and I got to get a sermon, I've got to get a Bible study, and I got to do all these things. And I want to do something special to encourage them. What can I do? You know what? I could have sat in that office over there in the stale air under the artificial lights. Thank you, Neil, for installing them. And racked my brains for 2 hours going, I don't know what to say to these people. Walked down here to the beach. Fresh breezes by Jeff's catamaran down there. Just myself and an osprey. I felt that, saw those waves coming in. I said, God, I want to help these guys. What can I encourage them with? What would be good? I have very little time to do this. 2 seconds. Preach on this. Do that for the Bible study. I'm like, cool. I got notes on those already. Thank you, God. You know, when you spend some time alone with the Lord, you're saving time because he speeds you on towards your goal. I remember even in preparing for this message, last Monday, I was out by Kings Park, by Len and Maya's house. Went out by myself on Monday. I'm like, God, what do I preach this Lent? 5 seconds, drawing near to the Lord. Teach them to come and draw near and increase their relationship with me. And this was part of that fruit. Now, God doesn't always speak to me like that. Sometimes you pray and you don't hear anything for days. Or, you know, God will answer in his timing and in his way. But it's just a joy to go and spend time in his presence. Amen? Which leads to number 7. God says, also come out just to spend time with me. Not to accomplish anything. I'll recharge you. I'll refresh you. We'll spend time together. Let's just enjoy each other. Do you do that? Could you set aside times in your life in wild places just to be with the Lord? You may think, I'm coming back as I went out. No difference. Nothing happened out there. Well, Moses thought so too. He came down from the mountain, Mount Sinai, and with the 2 tables of the testimony in his hand as he came down from the mountain, Moses did not know that the skin of his face shone because he'd been talking with God. He's like, hey, what's up? Why are you all running away from me? You're shining. Where have you been? I've been hanging out with God. You may come back thinking I didn't get anything done. I didn't do anything. I was just out in the wilderness talking with the Lord. I didn't even hear anything. But you're going to come back shining because you can't go out on a date to meet the Lord alone. He will not abandon you. He will meet you there and you will come back the brighter, even if you don't know in what way or how. And so God says, come out there with me, I will by all means bless you. For I bless those who seek my face. Will you do this? Will you run at times in your life to wild places? We don't do this all the time. Jesus ran out to the wilderness, came back and ministered. Ran to the wilderness, came back and ministered. Ran to the wilderness, came back and ministered. We spend our time with people too. That's good. But it's also good to go alone and be with God in the wild places, at least a little removed from man. For Jesus himself did this, our Lord, our King, when he was on his way to the cross to save you. It says he came, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives. The disciples followed him, and he withdrew from them about a stone's throw. I'm going to go away to this part of the garden by myself to be with my Father before I go to the cross. And he prayed, kneeling down, Father, if you're willing, remove this cup from me. But if not, let your will be done. And an angel of the Lord appeared from heaven, strengthening him. Even on the way to the cross, he was going there to those wild places to be recharged with strength to save you. And if you want to think of it this way, the cross was a wilderness where he and the Father alone ascended that mountain by themselves to, by themselves, save your souls and mine from hell and death and damnation and bring us eternal life, free gift of grace, and salvation in him. I'm not alone, Jesus says. The Father is with me. The Father and Son alone on that mountain in the wilderness, if you will, by themselves, saved you. And they came out of that wilderness with salvation, saying, now go and proclaim this good news to the world, freedom from sins in Jesus' name. And you, my friends, who believed in Christ, indeed are free. You are saved. You're loved by God. You have a friendship with the Lord through the blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Nourish that relationship. Draw near to the Lord. And in one way we do this is going to those wild places with him alone, where you are not alone, but the God of all creation himself meets you and is with you. For all joy in your heart and joy in his. Yes, Jesus calls you and me, my friends, today, saying, come away with me to a lonely place and rest there for a while with me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called Draw Near to God Through Time Alone in the Wilderness, a broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier. And if you're looking for a church home or would like to stop by and just visit, our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and worship Bible study is at 7 p.m. on Wednesdays, and we're covering the book of Romans during Lent. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages, be sure to visit our website at ChristLutheranChurchCapeCanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul. And God bless you.